This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
Nearly half of all the homeless people living in the streets in America happen to live in the state of California. What they are doing to our beautiful California is a disgrace to our country. It's a shame. The world is looking at it. Look at Los Angeles with the tents and the horrible, horrible, disgusting conditions. Look at San Francisco. Look at some of your other cities. And then you have a governor. You have a governor that invites the whole world to come into California. We'll pay for your health care. We'll pay for it. And then you wonder why so many people are coming up. They're coming up because we're the hottest economic country in the world. But they're also coming up because you have people like that governor saying, come on up. We'll give you health care. Come on. Who wouldn't come up? Who wouldn't come up? How crazy is this? How crazy is this?
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you're that exceptional American, well, welcome aboard on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, we are monitoring what's going on with the coronavirus. We're going to keep calling it coronavirus only for continuity reasons. That's what we're going to do. Anyway, so welcome aboard. Please visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And we were going to cover a whole bunch of things today. And if you're in Virginia, pay attention. But if you're in the other 49 states, really pay attention. And if you're living in California and you haven't heard this kind of news reporting going on before, that's because no one wants to talk about the things we talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio and tell you the truth, especially about California. We're brutally honest, you know. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here, and want to welcome everybody on board from Red State Talk Radio, of course. The Talk Monster, as you know, we have been really, I guess you would say, one of the top shows on Red State Talk Radio, and I really appreciate that ranking. We get a lot of listeners over the course of the day because our show plays three times a day, believe it or not. Both on the regular channel, the premier channel, and, of course, the Encore channel. We have two channels, 36 hours of talk radio, on the Talk Monster, Red State Talk Radio. Anyway, you can call in 215-867-8255. That's the call-in line, 215-867-8255. I guess some people are going to want to know, especially if you're in Virginia. See, I'm throwing up all this stuff because the hour, I think, is going to be committed to the problems of what's going on in Virginia. And we're going to be sort of ciphering through how you got these problems, who gave you these problems, which otherwise are really going to be pretty very, very easy. And why you should do something about it now before it gets really out of hand. Now, of course, Michael Bloomberg is a problem for you, and he's probably the biggest problem that you have right now because he's got the money. He's an oligarch, $60 billion worth, and he's buying and selling, if you will. He's a slave trader, a politician slave trader, and he is going to continue to pour money into the Democrats, Democratic communist side over there in Virginia, into your legislature. That's just the nature of this beast, right? I know he's only very short little guy. He stands on a box, but he's very, very powerful. You know, this is what you have now, a monoparty system in Virginia, patterned right after California. Yeah, it's the same thing. And, of course, you've got this... what do you say about a guy... a doctor, a politician, anybody who would profess to being saying it's normal to kill a newborn baby. Just think about that. Just think about that. That's what you have in Ralph. We'll call him Ralph Northam. Ralph, the governor there. I mean, it's interesting. You got as much of a sadistic governor there as we do out here with Gavin Newsom. By the way, haven't you noticed that Gavin Newsom loves our federal partners, and Donald Trump's doing great. That's because that sucker got told what's really going to happen to him, and he'd better behave. I think that's really kind of the long and short of it. Presidents can do those sort of things, you know, to governors. Probably didn't know that, but, you know, the governors, the presidents, they have the upper hand on grants. And, of course, now, just a little side note to all this, Supreme Court said, yes, the federal government can withhold money on the COPS grants because of sanctuary state status or city status or county status. In other words, I think the balloon has bust on sanctuary cities and sanctuary states and sanctuary counties and all that other stuff. What about sanctuary Second Amendment? I don't think that's busted at all. I think that's alive and well. And it's certainly going to be a part of what's called New California. But I want to get back to Ralph Northam, Mr. Blackface himself. He does blackface and it's okay. Nobody's raising a big stink. You know, in Trudeau, you know, the thing about Northam, he did these things when I think he was in high school or maybe college, did a little blackface stunt, said he didn't know if it was him in the Ku Klux Klan outfit in his yearbook. Right. How do you know that it's not you dressing up in a Ku Klux Klan? I can vividly remember the high school days and the pictures and all. I can vividly remember that. And I'm older than him. I know that. So why would he not know? It's because he's hiding something, obviously. He's hiding the fact that perhaps he's a racist and a bigot. I'm just saying. Could possibly be, you know. But the problems that we're going to point out to you in this hour about Virginia, I'm going to get back to that, the Virginia problems, are the real problems of California that California has been living with for a long time. They're just now starting to assimilate themselves because there's been sort of a real launch of an attack in Virginia. And that launch of the attack started when Bloomberg started to, of course, fund so many parts of the potential government of Virginia, and especially getting more and more Democrats into your assembly, into your Senate, so that you have a monoparty system. You have a dominant party with Democrats in both houses and, of course, holding the executive branch. So they had to seize that high ground. And, of course, how did they get there is the big question. This time it was funded by Michael Bloomberg. Literally, he funded everything. So you get it. You can do it this way. You can have massive oligarchs come in and pay out massive amounts of money in these races, and people get in the legislature, and then they get elected to governor, and it's the same party system. Now, imagine if Bloomberg was a Republican, and Bloomberg was buying Republicans to sit in those seats, and you had a Republican one-party system in Virginia. It would be equally as wrong as what they have right now. That's my point. You know, because if you take a look at the Constitution, and that's what we do, of course, in New California. You take a look at the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says that the federal government has to guarantee a Republican form of government. Well, when you have a monoparty system or you have a one party that's dominating both the legislature and the executive, it's that monoparty thing that bothers people. And that's one of the reasons why we have a reset usually in this country, where you might have 4 years, you might have 8 years of a president. Well, the country's kind of tired with that particular party's persuasion, especially if they've owned both the legislature, both the House and the House of Representatives. They get the pendulum swings the other way. That's what happened with Obama and Trump. Probably it could probably happen the other way unless the Democrats have parties. Associations involving people like Bernie Sanders and Biden in the future. I mean, hopefully their future is going to be a little bit more not as bleak as it is. Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about the situation in Virginia. There's the Bloomberg, let's buy a legislature. Then there's the California, let's create a process to get a legislature like this. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. What's prompted me to bring back, resurrect memories of 2 years ago, three years ago now? What's prompted all this? Well, there was an article that appeared. I'll get it up here in a second. Go to Agenda 21 Radio. There was an article that appeared. It says Virginia GOP cautioned by California Republicans about redistricting commission. Came out today in the Washington Examiner, of all places. So we get some cross-pollination going on all the way across the country from California politicians to Virginia politicians. So, you know, Virginia is sort of like the sister, West Virginia is a sister state in many respects to New California. So, this is what we have. GOP cautioned by California Republicans about redistricting commission. Now, those of you that are really keen on the that have been listening to this radio show for some years, I can't believe it's 2020. And I look back to 2011, 2010, 1999. I think, my God, I've been in radio a long time. Going on 21 years. Wow. Wow. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Anyway, you really do. So this comes out today. Of course, this article is written by Carrie Pickett, Washington Examiner. It says California Republicans and conservative activists warned their Virginia brethren that an independent commission to draw the state's districts lines is risky and could consign the party to the minority for years. I like that word, consign. It says here, Virginia's Democratic majority in the legislature. Now, here you go. Here's the key. Virginia's Democratic majority, funded by Michael Bloomberg, in the legislature, passed legislation Friday that would put on the ballot this November a constitutional referendum to create an appointed independent commission in charge of redrawing the state's district maps after the 2020 census. So they're creating a commission. Now, this is for their state seats, like state senators, state assemblymen, okay? Districts are going to be redrawn based upon the census numbers. So they're going to utilize the census to redraw districts. Now, here's the problem. If voters in November approve the constitutional amendment, the power to draw districts will shift from the General Assembly to a 16-member bipartisan commission, including four lawmakers from each party and eight private citizens of the Commonwealth. Should the commission come to an impasse, the Supreme Court of Virginia is expected to be the final arbitrator. All right. I want you to hold that thought. So they've gone from the assembly, the General Assembly, to a 16-member, quote, bipartisan commission, including four lawmakers from each party and eight private citizens of the Commonwealth. That's exactly what they did in California. And it says here, that they're going to put this on the ballot. Mm-hmm. So, despite the proposed bipartisan makeup of the commission, conservatives say Republicans in Virginia are setting themselves up for a disaster, saying the independent redistricting commissions have been tried in states like California and Arizona and are not as fair as they seem. In fact, they're not fair at all. Remember, this is going to go to the state legislature. Virginia's Democratic majority in the legislature passed legislation Friday that would put this on the ballot in November, a constitutional referendum. All right, I'm going to switch gears here. I went to the archives of Agenda 21 Radio just for you guys, just so you can understand how this whole thing plays out. Which article do I want? Let's see. Where's our little Guajardo, Mexico? Ah, here we go. Let's explain something here. Got some articles back from 2017, right? Let's go to this one here. California's Road to Pure Democracy and Away from Republican Governance, written by me. Written by me. Interesting article. See, this was this article right here came out in 2017. Says there are several court decisions and amendments to the California Constitution that have had over the past years the net effect to move California toward a complete and full democracy and away from a Republican form of government. And the pattern and the timing of these events are by design. Reynolds versus Sims. Aha. Here we go. That's the court case, 1964. Reynolds versus Sims, which, by the way, Virginia's under also, so is California under Reynolds versus Sims. This is the battleground for New California. It says, in the Reynolds versus Sims case, the impact of a state basic sovereign structure known as a county was all but destroyed, especially if you're a senator. Senators no longer represent counties and county boundaries. This might surprise and shock some people. Senators, like they do in Virginia now, all throughout the states, represent districts based upon the population. And so, therefore, they're free to do what? They're free to draw district lines. They can draw their own district lines based upon population. So if you're really smart, you're a really cool cat, and if you were a Democrat, you'd certainly want to draw district lines so your guys get the most votes out of, well, the district that has your votes in it, the area, the population. So they create their own boundaries, their own lines. It's called gerrymandering. Brought to you by Jerry and Mandering. State senators, this is before Reynolds versus Sims, state senators represented sovereign counties in their respective states. Just as U.S. senators represent the sovereign area known as a state, they represent in the United States. They represent the United States Senate. Note, constitutional sheriffs and district attorneys were still allowed to remain as sovereigns in their respective counties. That was a result of the Reynolds versus Sims. Says in Reynolds versus Sims, the courts decided to make state senators represent a population in the same way that the state assembly and House of Representatives represent populations. In California, there are only 40 senators. The net result in California is that there are 23 state senators living in L.A., that's 33 actually, L.A., Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, and San Diego counties. I'm sorry, and that's 23 in those southern areas, that's correct. The Senate District 1 in rural Northern California represents 11 counties. 11 counties. 9 whole counties and 2 partial counties. It is impossible for one state senator to represent all 11 counties. I want you to think about that. District number one in California, has 11 counties in it, one senator. And back in the day, it was one senator for every county. Is there something wrong with the picture? Yes, there is. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Wrong lever. Talking and no sound coming out. Okay, so we're talking about the whole situation in Virginia. And what they're trying to do is redistrict their Senate and Assembly members' boundaries with a redistricting commission. A redistricting commission set up exactly as California's has been set up, which has yielded, of course, a monoparty system and a dictatorship, and it's called communism. Let's get it right. Now, one of the precursors to this setup was, of course, Reynolds versus Sims. And it took the progressives a long time to get a case like this so you could break down the little federal model. Actually, to break down the federal model and create within the legislature not a bicameral system, but a unicameral system. Kind of like they have in Nebraska. Only with 1.8 million people. Not really a lot of people, by the way. Do they have representation? Not really. That's part of the problem. Because in the case of the little federal model being broken down by Reynolds versus Sims, you have senators representing populations and then by district, and they're no longer representing their sovereign areas known as a county. Okay, now, Reynolds versus Sims didn't touch the sheriffs, and it didn't touch the prosecutors, the district attorneys, because they're sovereigns also. It did influence the senators, so, of course, naturally, there's going to be a lack of representation in counties that have small populations. Now, what does a senator represent? A senator represents the sovereign areas that they are assigned to. If you're a senator or you're the two senators out of Maine, the state of Maine is your sovereignty. That's your sovereign area. You represent everything in it, including the land, the trees, the resources, the businesses, all these things, all the things that comprise your state, you represent, and you represent it into the Senate of the United States. And you are part of a co-equal branch of government with the House of Representatives. So Reynolds versus Sims in 1964 set the stage. Senators no longer represented a sovereign area. They represented a population. In California at the time, there were only 40 senators, and that's still the case. The net result in California is that there are 23 state senators in L.A., Orange, and Riverside, and San Bernardino, and San Diego counties. Another 10 in San Francisco area. Now you're up to 33. That leaves 7 for the rest of the counties all throughout California. And we brought up the example of Senate District Number 1, which has 11 counties that one senator represents. That's just not appropriate. Now, this is one of the comments that came out of Wikipedia about this decision. It says, in a majority opinion led by 5 other justices, Chief Justice Earl Warren ruled that the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause requires states to establish state legislative electoral districts roughly equal in population. Warren held that legislators represent people, not trees or acres. Legislators are elected by voters, not farms or cities or economic interest. In his dissenting opinion, Associate Justice John Marshall Harlan argued that the Equal Protection Clause was not designed to apply to voting rights. The decision had a major impact on state legislatures, as many states had to change their system of representation by way of the Senate. Obviously, they had to give up representing, their senators had to give up representing counties, and they had to represent populations of people. Guess what? We already have a system that does that. That's called the House of Representatives, or you have an assembly. That's the system. They represent the people. Since the ruling applied different representation rules to the states than was applicable to the federal government, Reynolds v. Sims set off a legislative firestorm across the country. Senator Everett Dirksen of Illinois led a fight to pass a constitutional amendment allowing legislative districts based on land area similar to the United States Senate. And he warned this. Listen to what he warned. Says the forces of our national life are not brought to bear on public questions solely in proportion to the weight of numbers. If they were, the 6 million citizens of Chicago area would hold sway in the Illinois legislature without consideration of the problems of 4 million fellows who are scattered in 100 other counties. Under the court's new decree, California could be dominated by Los Angeles and San Francisco, Michigan by Detroit. Guess what? That's exactly what they did, isn't it? It's exactly what they did. Then, listen to this. So we had Reynolds versus Sims in 1964. And then all of a sudden, 1966. Now, keep this in mind. In 64, this was going to come to fruition and be enforced after the ruling in California and other states in 1967. Okay, so that's what you have with Reynolds versus Sims. Now, just by chance, shockingly, 1966, California Proposition 1A, the Constitutional Revision Amendment 1A, as it was known. Aha, what are we revising is the question, right? Now listen to this. So you've got Reynolds versus Sims. You've taken away the senator's right to represent a sovereign area, and they represent people. So basically you've developed a unicameral system. Everybody's voting based upon people, right? There's no representation of other things other than just the people. Well, you know, last time I checked, the state and counties are made up of other things besides people. And that's exactly what they discovered in the Constitutional Convention, in the Connecticut Compromise, and what, of course, Benjamin Franklin was to push through, was a Senate that represented a sovereign area, a state. Because senators realized soon in the whole discussion of the Constitutional Convention that if every, like, if you had, let's say, Vermont, South Carolina. South Carolina had a population of 500,000. And let's say you had New York with a population of 5 million at the time. Well, wait a minute. If you have representatives based upon numbers of South Carolina, your number is going to be a lot smaller in this House of Representatives in the new legislature than it would, of course, with New York. And who's always going to get the votes their way? New York. They'd get everything. You see, they figured this out. That, wait a minute, that can't be. So what happens is the Founding Fathers said, states have rights too. They have rights too. So they gave them two senators and said, every state has equal power. Every state has equal number of senators. We'll keep the power balanced that way. That would balance out the power which had of the House of Representatives, which had all the impulsive needs of the people. And remember, representatives are only voted in every 2 years. Senators are 6 years. There's a reason for those numbers. One, it creates, of course, a churn at the people level, a turnover of the members of the House of Representatives, if you will. They constantly have to be on their feet. So they're having constant contact, basically, with their representatives. The more elections, the more contact they're having with their people. That was the way they looked at it. But the Senate, on the other hand, was more of a deliberative body. That's the way it was supposed to be constructed. So we have the situation that says California's Proposition 1A pops up, and this is what it is. This is the professional legislative proposition. The legislature, which was originally bound to meet by the 1879 California Constitution every 2 years for 60 days duration, was ultimately changed by Proposition 1A to, are you ready for this? Under Proposition 1A, this is a quote, the legislature would meet in annual general sessions unlimited as to duration and unlimited as to subjects that could be considered. Many other changes. Proposition 1A changed the California state legislature from a part-time legislature to a full-time legislature, making it one of seven states in the country with a full-time legislature. Today's California legislature meets every year for 11 months with no restrictions. I ask you, what could possibly go wrong, right? We come back to talk a little bit about what's possibly going wrong with some solutions. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, The Fence Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're sitting here talking about Virginia and what's going on there. They're being Californicated right before your very eyes. It's open. It's public Californication taking place in Virginia. They're copying what California created. And we're going through this creation process. Right now there's several steps involved. It's about five of them. We're through the first two. One was Reynolds versus Sims, a Supreme Court decision in 1964. Which did away with senators representing sovereign counties. Now they represent populations. Then the next thing, of course, was what they did with Prop 1A in 1966, which created an 11-month legislature, a legislature meeting 11 months. Before that, the Constitution required that the legislature meet once every 2 years for 60 days. That was it. That got changed, and they added on more days, and then finally they ran this proposition. Because it got very little resistance from the population. The next thing, of course, that was 1990, California term limits. Everybody talks about term limits. I'd say no nine yet to term limits. I really do. I've seen it, how it worked here in California. Sometimes you can modify it a little bit, but I think there should be terms for, like, presidents. But for the most part, let the people have what they want. Said this was in Prop 140, term limits. In Proposition 140, it states persons elected or appointed after November 5th, 1990, holding offices of governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, controller of state, secretary of state, treasurer, superintendent, are limited to two terms. Listen to this. Note, this is what it says here. Governors, are related or only are limited to two terms as well. That's what it says, governor. But the date appointed after, elected or appointed after November 5th, 1990. Note, there was one governor who had already had two terms in office and was still eligible by Proposition 140 for two more full terms since he finished his second term in office in 1983. That was Jerry Brown, who became governor in 2011 for eight more years. Get it? So they got Jerry Brown for eight more years. And then, lo and behold, in 2008, California Proposition 11, creation of the California Citizens Redistricting Commission. Does that sound something familiar, what you just heard in the first article about Virginia? Oh, let's set up a Virginia Redistricting Commission. Right, just like California did with the California Redistricting Commission. But now it was different. Because in this situation in Virginia, you've got a monoparty system, all Democrats, and of course, all these Democrats were bought and sold by who? Michael Bloomberg. He's the oligarch who funded these guys to get into this office so that they could create this legislation. So they're going from a legislative route. In the case of California, they went by the proposition route in order to change the Constitution to get redistricting commissions. 2008 creation of California Citizens Redistricting Commission, but this one was for, this was actually for state positions. So in other words, state senators, state assemblymen, and so on. They did that one. That was the very first one that they did. In 2010, they came up with Proposition 20, the California Congressional Redistricting Initiative. Now they're going to redistrict. They're going to gerrymander the 53 districts for the 53 members of the House of Representatives they have. Get it? This was added to the state one. So they created this office, the Citizens Redistricting Commission. It says, define a community of interest as a contiguous population which shares common social and economic interests that should be included within a single district or for the purposes of its effective and fair representation. Right, like you can get that. Ballot language was filed by Charles Munger Jr. He was part of the Republican Party, who also filed Proposition 20's largest, was the largest financial supporter. Munger, the son of billionaire Charles Munger, was a supporter of Prop 11 in 2008. Which created a new the other one for the state's assembly members and House of Representatives. So you had one state redistricting and you had one federal redistricting. Proposition 20 and Proposition 27 each had a so-called poison pill provision. This means that if they both received a majority vote, the proposition that received the highest majority vote is the law that would go into effect. Since Proposition 20 passed, the proposition did not, neither provision was triggered. Then they did this to themselves. 2010 California Proposition 14, top two primaries amendment. That was also sponsored by Charles Munger Jr., the Republican. So you have these two redistricting commissions set up, and what are they doing in Virginia? They're doing it by legislation. Actually, they want to amend the Constitution to put this in, just like they did in California. It's exactly the same language, folks. And how's that working out for everybody here? This is the statement that I wrote. It says, preceded by the Reynolds versus Sims decision, the 1966 Prop 1A, 1990 Proposition 140, 2008 Proposition 11, and 2010 Proposition 20, it is clear the net effect, along with Proposition 14, is the two-party political system in California has been all but eliminated. And that's the effect. And that's what they're warning people about in Virginia right now. We're trying to warn people that your two-party system, your Republican form of government, which you are by law supposed to maintain, is going to be taken away from you. And because you're following the California model that got us here. And we're saying, no, nine yet, nada, don't do it. Do not do this to yourself, Virginia, or other states out there. We're trying to get you guys, you know, to stop Californicating. What's wrong with you guys? You're lazy? You think it all comes from California? You got to do it that way? They're doing it the wrong way. Most of California in the government are communists. They act like communists. They behave. I mean, they look like communists in many places. You go down to Oakland, and they've got these little black hats on, black shirts. Look like some of the Bolsheviks. Says this whole system took effect in 2011. It was used for the first time in a special election for State Senate District 17 and State Senate District 28 on February 5th, 2005. They're testing the system. They're beta testing is what happens. Anyway, this is a big problem for the state of Virginia, and it's a big problem for the state of California. Major league problem. Now, let me throw in a few wrinkles about this California Redistricting Commission and what they're up to, okay? We did this article. This article first appeared in August of 2017 about the commission. See, we were reporting about these commissions years ago. Nobody was, everybody was asleep at the switch, not us at Agenda 21 Radio. It says, why a California Congressional Redistricting Commission hearing in Mexico? Wouldn't you want to know why these two districting commissions are having hearings in Mexico? Well, I did. I saw it on their schedule. It was, whoa, wait a minute. And trust me, it was more nefarious than you think. It says, we first published this in August of 2017. A little-known commission is scheduled to hold a public hearing regarding congressional state assembly and Senate redistricting in Mexico. The California Citizens Redistricting Commission is holding a meeting scheduled for September 1st, 2017 at 10 a.m. in their Sacramento office with satellite meetings in Capitola, California, and having a conference calling center in Guajardo, Mexico. Guajardo, Mexico, which was the center of the revolution of 1821 to revolt against Spain, by the way. Christine Shoup, a spokesman for the commission, was interviewed by Agenda 21 Radio and stated the reason for the meeting was to accommodate the vacation plans of one of the commission board members, Gina Rea, who would be at Guajardo, Mexico. Gina Rea is a registered Democrat who served as the president of the California La Raza Lawyers Association. Was not available to comment to Agenda 21 Radio. When pressed as to who the California citizens were in Mexico, who would take part in the conference call, Ms. Shoup had no response. Shoup stated that because the commissioner, who was in Mexico on vacation, and she did not want to miss the public meeting, that the commission could hold the meeting in a, quote, public area in Mexico to meet the requirements of the state of California's Bagley-Keene Act. This is the act that they have to follow when they're outside of the Capitol, by the way. But the Bagley-Keene Act, officially known as the Bagley-Keene Open Meeting, implements a provision of the California Constitution, which declares that the meetings of public bodies and the writings of public officials and agencies shall be open to public scrutiny and explicitly mandates open meetings for California state agencies, boards, and commissions. This is what it says here. The people of this state do not yield their sovereignty to agencies which serve them. The people in delegating authority do not give their public servants the right to decide what is good for the people, to know what is not good for them to know. The people insist on remaining informed so that they may retain control over the instruments they have created. You see, ladies and gentlemen, what they've done here is they have colluded with a foreign government in our election system. And this has been going on all along in California. Now they want to make it in Virginia. But lo and behold, something happened along the way just yesterday. Over 600 cartel members were arrested throughout the United States. Many in Virginia and a lot in California. There's hope, ladies and gentlemen. There's hope. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.